everyone. This is Aria Curzon, the voice of Mandy Strausberg. Welcome to the Adventures in Odyssey blogcast.
Hi, this is Austin.
And Tasha.
We're getting ready to go behind the scenes,
review episodes,
and generally have fun.
Welcome to
the Adventures in Odyssey blogcast.
Everyone, welcome to the 30th episode of the Adventures in Odyssey blogcast.
Can you believe that? 30 episodes.
30?
30.
30. Wow. 30.
Okay, we're not going to go to our 20 joke.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I won't do that same joke twice, even though you repeat jokes over and over again, but...
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Stop. Because we're just beginning the podcast, and we're already off topic.
Well, you know, I didn't talk too much of the special thing in this thingy, in this blogcast, so, you know, I might as well talk now, right?
I suppose so, but but in case people don't know what we're talking about, well, do they ever, but what was she talking about, the special thing? That special thing is an interview with Aria Curzon, and you all know her as the voice of Mandy Strausberg. So, here's the interview. Enjoy! Hey everybody, it's a really great day today because today we have a special guest with us, and our guest is Aria Curzon, the voice of Mandy Strausberg.
Hi everybody!
Tasha, are you going to say anything?
Hello!
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, she's very talkative, as you can see. Okay, our first question for you today is, how did you get into acting?
Well... many years ago, back when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I love Shirley Temple. I just remember watching Shirley Temple videos all the time. And I seem to remember this. I don't know if this is made up in my mind, but I remember saying something to my mom, like, I could do that. And my mom was a performer herself, so she started looking into ways to help me get into the business. And she found an agent for me when I was about 6 years old. And my very first commercial was a Crayola computer program commercial. It's called Crayola Micrographics. And, I think I was 7 when I booked that. So I think it took me 17 auditions to get my first job.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actually pretty average. There's a lot of it. Sometimes it takes a lot more. You never know. It's a, you know. You just never know when you're going to be the right fit for something.
Okay, so our next question is, how does your faith influence the roles you take?
Well, that's been, you know, throughout my whole life, it's been something me and my family have had to take into consideration when choosing any particular project. Most of the roles I've gotten to go out for have been really cute, really great, you know, family-type movies or radio shows or, you know, animation projects. Only as I've gotten older have I really encountered things that are maybe a little bit more outside of that box. I mean, there were a couple things I had to turn down when I was younger because they had bad language or they just had things that my parents didn't feel comfortable having me be involved in. So, I mean, it definitely is a factor. I have to weigh, you know, if I'd feel proud of being in a project, when whichever project I take. And also if it's, you know, if it has purpose. Like, even if the character is a bad character, that's not a bad thing necessarily. But if the storyline has a edifying, you know, outcome, then that's what's important to me.
Okay, Dave asks, how did you get the part on Odyssey?
You know, I don't... I auditioned just like anybody else. I don't remember who got me the audition. But I remember going into Mark Grau Studios when I was about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old for the role of Clara. And I think Phil Lawler was the director at the time. And I was excited, and I just auditioned, and I think it was pretty immediate. Like, they told me right then that they wanted me for that role, and then they just kept me going, and they switched me over to do Mandy. So, yeah.
So, when you first did the voice of Clara, did you realize that, did you have any idea that you would be a major character?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I was so young at the time, I just sort of I was along for the ride, you know. I was excited to be a part of that show because I listened to it, and one of my best friends at the time also listened to it as well as his siblings. So I kind of felt, you know, it was really exciting for them too, that I got to be a part of the show. But I had no expectation that it would go on for as long as it did. But I'm really glad it did.
Did you know Lauren Schaffel before you were on Odyssey?
I don't remember knowing her before Odyssey. So if we met somewhere, I don't remember. I remember just meeting her while doing the show, and we became good friends from there, and we actually, you know, did hang out outside of the recording studio. I would go to some of her birthday parties. She would come to my birthday parties. But I think we met during Odyssey.
So do you think your friendship with her influenced your characters?
I think so, eventually. I mean, of course, we had to pretty much stick to the script, but when we were laughing about something or just having a conversation, it was always really natural, and it definitely helps as an actor when you have a natural camaraderie with another actor, because everything just flows that much more naturally. So it did help, and we would laugh and joke a lot in between takes, so that was always fun. I loved working with her.
Abby says, "I love your voice. Do you think it will ever change?"
I hope not. I mean, I'm 24 now, so unless something crazy happens, I don't plan on, you know, taking up smoking or anything, so I don't think it's
going to
get...
Well, that's good.
I think it'll pretty much stay. I mean, maybe when I'm an old lady, but you'll have to check back with me in, like, 40 years or so.
What was one of the funniest moments that you had in the studio?
Oh, that's a good one. I honestly was always the one laughing at everybody. I wasn't much of a jokester or much of a... I was just the one, like, enjoying being around all the other actors who would do crazy voices and have a lot of fun. I think, you know, whenever Will would bring out his ukulele, that was always fun. And he would sing the Mandy song, which I don't know if you've ever heard
No.
before, but... I always forget the ending, so bear with me. But it goes something like this. It's like, "My little Mandy... There's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if you let him take a fee. So won't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, and it's something humdinger, da-da-da-da-da-da-da." And I don't remember the end, but he would sing that, and he would sing other things, and that was always fun. And then, of course, doing, like, Wishy-Wise, where everybody was, like, munchkins and everybody had funny characters, that was a lot of fun. That made me laugh, that episode, a lot.
Didn't Will Ryan actually show you how to play that song on the ukulele?
He did. I mean, I have a ukulele, and at one of the last sessions I recorded, he showed me the chords. To be honest, that was a few years ago. I don't remember them now, but I should relearn that and make a video or something for everybody.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, I will. I promise.
Dave asks, "What is your favorite episode of Adventures in Odyssey?"
That's another tough one. It's a good one, though. I go back and forth. To be honest, I don't remember all of them, just because there are so many in the, you know, it's been a long time. But the ones that stick out to me are, like, The Great Wishy-Wise. I loved Worst Day Ever. I thought that was really fun. Any of the ones with, like, Scarlett and Lauren and Travis and, you know, any of those, like, that group, that was really fun. Or the ones with Jared. Forgot that kid's name now.
It's Brendan Gilberstadt.
Brendan, thank you. Yes, any of those with Lauren, Scarlett, Travis, or Brandon, those were always fun. Oh, I was reminded of one just recently called Changing Rodney. And I think the storyline of that actually speaks to me a lot now, because as I've gotten older, you know, there have been a lot of friendships I've had or people I've known that we've had difficulties. You know, I've had difficulties with the way they've acted or vice versa. And, I mean, the whole lesson of changing Rodney is that you can't change people. They have to, you know, God has to do that. And they have to want to change. And ultimately, it's up to them and the Lord. And that's just a good reminder for me that, you know, you have to let people grow in their own time and in God's time. And it's not about our own efforts, you know. So as far as, like, a learning episode, that one means a lot to me.
Abby asks, in the episode The Great Wishy-Was, you had to sing with some people quite a bit older than you. Was that fun or hard?
Oh, that was lots of fun. I think it was probably harder for them to work with me than it was for me to work with them. They were all extremely talented, and they did all kinds of voices. I was just me, and I loved that. I wish they would have done a lot more singing episodes. I think they did another one, but I wasn't in it. But yeah, it kind of got crazy in there because people were just improvising and going back and forth and making up lines as their characters, and that was a little like it was funny to watch, but it wasn't hard. It was just fun.
So before you did that show, did you do a lot of singing?
Let's see. I grew up singing. I grew up in a very musical family. My mom is a singer and a flute player. My dad plays cello, piano, and he sings and does conducting. So I was around it all the time, but I was kind of scared of it because I wasn't confident in my abilities. I'd say actually after that episode and as I've gotten older, I've gotten more confident. Like, I love singing now, and it's becoming more a part of what I do on a regular basis.
All right. In what ways are you like Mandy and not like her? Other than that you have the same voice.
Yeah. that's a big one. I think we're both compassionate. We're both honest. We both care about people and also are, you know, fairly in tune with our emotions, very emotional people. As far as differences, I don't know. I know she's a big writer and I would love to be a writer, but I'm just not, I'm not as disciplined, I think, as she is. I know she's very, very studious and very disciplined with the things she does. And I think I'm a little bit more flighty. I don't know if that's the right word, but my interests change from day to day. So I don't necessarily stick with one particular thing. I think that's probably a way in which we're different.
And she lives in a small town. You live in a big town.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I live in L.A., but I feel like a small town girl. I feel like at my heart, I could live in Colorado, some small town in Colorado or Iowa or somewhere, and I would probably fit in. I'd have to go visit the big cities every now and then, but.
On an interview on the Unofficial Odyssey podcast, Lauren Schaffel mentioned that you and her made up a song about Mandy. Could you sing it for us or a part of it?
I actually wrote to her just recently on Facebook, and I asked her about this song because I remembered it, but I didn't remember how it went. And she doesn't remember exactly either. She just knows that we basically threw in anything that rhymed with Mandy. We're like, oh, she's Mandy, she's so dandy, she's sweet like candy. You know, it was one of those kinds of things, but to be honest, I don't remember how it goes. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. She sang a little bit on her interview, but we were wondering if you could sing the whole thing for us, but that's okay.
Well, we'll have to get together again and make up a new song and then maybe do one about Liz. She's Liz. She's quite the whiz.
Yeah.
I was also going to say that I've thought of another way that I'm like Mandy. We both love cats. I think I love cats way more than she does, though. I just have to say that. She calls hers Fluffy Face, and I just call mine like Scooby da Papa Scooby Booby Baba Jababa Boodaboo. That's my name for my cat.
are you sure it's not a dog named Scooby Doo?
I have dogs too, but I love my kitty. His name is actually Robin because I had Batman and Robin, but Batman unfortunately passed away, so now I just have Robin. Well, I have Cheeky too, but Robin, they were part of the pair, and he's my baby. I just love him so much.
So, did you ever have a goldfish like Mandy?
Yeah, I did.
With all those cats?
Well, you know, you gotta. I'm totally. I want all kinds of animals. I want a farm someday. So that goes back to the small town thing. I could so have a farm. I want a pig. I want a skunk. I want goats and cows. But I did have goldfish. I had two Well, I've had several over the years, but the ones I really remember were named Adam and Eve. And I haven't had any in a long time, though. I have turtles now. And you're supposed to feed goldfish to turtles, but I would feel so bad. I could never do that.
I never knew that.
All right. What was your reaction when you found out that your character would later marry Trent Dwight?
No, I'm kidding. That wasn't my reaction. No, I thought it was strange. I was surprised. I pretty much, I think I was in the booth when they told me. And they're like, you know who you're going to marry later? And I was like, no. And they're like, Trent. And I was like, what? Really? Whoa. Okay, that's interesting. So, I was surprised.
So, would you have rather to have Mandy marry someone else, like Jared or somebody like that?
That would have been interesting. No, I mean, I think I think it's kind of fun to have that sort of twist. And I think they made a fun choice, a good choice. So, I don't know. Did she ever and Jared ever like each other? I don't remember that.
No, I don't think so, but I remember that hearing an interview that Lauren had done, and she said that it'd be kind of interesting if Liz and Jared got married, though.
Yeah, they'd have another little couple on there. That'd be cute. But no, I'm happy.
Okay. Was it hard acting out the different emotions you had to convey during the Strasburg family separation saga?
In a way, it wasn't, because it's what I do as an actress, but, you know, you always got to find something that helps you empathize with the character and what they're going through and really kind of feel those things. So, it was kind of emotionally hard. I hadn't been through anything quite like that in my life. But yeah, it was a challenge. I mean, it was a lot of, Mandy became really depressed for a while, and it wasn't very Mandy-like. So that was kind of hard, and it was sad, you know, to be doing those storylines. But I'm glad that I got to do that, because I think it's, you know, I think in a lot of ways it helped other people who might be going through that kind of situation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you like doing the live shows?
Yes, that was, oh, those are so much fun. I know they're going to do another one soon. I wish I was going to be a part of it. But I love the live shows. Oh, so much fun from beginning to end. I mean, just stepping foot in Colorado and getting to go to the Focus on the Family headquarters and being around all those fun people and getting to meet so many listeners of the show. I mean, so many people. It was just awesome. And, yes, I had a complete blast.
Before you recorded a class reenactment, did you know that it would be your last episode?
To be honest, I didn't know. I know that, I mean, they did sort of say stuff about how they would be bringing in some new characters and sort of phasing other ones out, and that kind of gave me a hint, but I didn't know that that would be, like, the end, you know, or the last one. I don't know if I'll ever come back or not. I have a lot of people who are saying they would love it if I did, which I really appreciate it. But I didn't know at the time, and I was sad to sort of find out that it seemed that it wouldn't, that would be the end for me. But it was sad. I was kind of hoping I would be the next Connie, you know? I would just keep going and going and going. But alas, it did not happen. It's okay.
All right. Dave asked, was Odyssey your favorite acting career?
It's definitely in the top few things I've done. I mean, it means a lot to me. I grew up around everybody there, and got to do it for such a long period in my life that it definitely is one of my favorites. I have to say, the other one that's kind of up there with Odyssey would be The Land Before Time, because, I mean, a lot of kids grew up listening to those too, and it's fun. It spans the generations. I have 20-somethings telling me how much they love Land Before Time, and then there's little kids who love it. So I think both of these projects have been a big blessing to be a part of.
All right. Jeremy asks, do you think that you'll come back in a future episode?
I think it's entirely possible. I mean, they do that kind of stuff all the time on shows. They bring people back, and it's, you know, for the big surprise to the audience, but at this point I have not had any offers or been asked to come back, so maybe you all will be surprised sometime.
Well, maybe the next time you're on the show, it'll be for Mandy and Trent's wedding.
That's true. I'm good with that. I think they're giving Mandy maybe some time to go off to college, and she'll come back and, you know, start a business or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you, Mandy and Liz can both have double weddings.
Yeah! Please let that happen. That would be so much fun.
Okay, what kind of projects are you doing now?
Yeah, I was just in the Muppets last year. I did another small part in a film called Isabella, and I'm actually starting to focus. I'm doing whatever I can, really. I mean, most actors will tell you that. I want to do anything and everything. Commercials, films, plays. I'm focusing on theater a lot right now. I'm currently in two plays, and I'm really enjoying that. Theater is just one of those things that I think every actor should get as much experience in as possible, because, I mean, it's where the art form started, and I think it's just important to keep it alive. And I love that instant connection that you have with an audience when you're on a stage. And it's just so special because it's something that can't be reproduced. And so I'm doing a lot of that. I'm also in a project called Little Angels, which is a voiceover. It's an animated video series. And that's also written by Phil Lawler. So keep an eye out for that because it's really, really cute.
Okay, and I'm sure some of our listeners out there would love for you to do this, so would you do your ducky voice for us?
Okay, I'll do my ducky voice. Oh, Spike, I do not like swarming leaf gobblers. Oh, no, no, no. Or, you are a big sharp tooth, all right. Yep, yep, yep. Yay, thank you.
thanks for doing that.
No problem.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast with us, Arya. It's been a blast, and it's been really fun listening to you on Odyssey.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun, and despite technical difficulties, I think it went really well. So, this was a lot of fun.
And that's that.
Cool. Goodbye.
Not yet. We have to talk about how fun it was talking with her.
Oh, yeah. I was also talking to Arya Curzon. Okay, bye.
Tosh.
I'm kidding.
Well, we've had enough podcasts where we rush through things. But we want to say a big thank you to Arya for being on the podcast. It was real fun talking to her.
Yep.
I'm sure you guys had fun listening to it. We had a lot of fun talking with her.
We sure did. She has an awesome voice.
Don't we say that about everybody?
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah, but it's also true that everyone that we interview, we have a fun time talking to. Hopefully, it's fun for them to talk to us, too. Anyway, that's all we have for today. Well, in our next podcast, we'll be talking about the brand new Odyssey season that's coming up just around the corner.
I don't see it, and I'm peeking around it.
I don't mean it literally. So you don't want to miss that. Well, you don't want to miss any of our podcasts. But, you
okay,
know.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Okay, so we're finally to the end, so you may have the honors of saying...
Goodbye.
Not yet.
Oh. Let's wrap this up.
The Adventures in Odyssey blogcast is a production of the Adventures in Odyssey blog.
You can visit us online anytime at aio-blog.blogspot.com.
There you can find the latest Odyssey news, our past podcasts, and lots of other cool stuff.
You can subscribe to our podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/AIO-blog.
You can also subscribe to us on iTunes.
And you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AIO-blog.
And we hope you'll join us next time for another Adventures in Odyssey blogcast.